neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
When he went to Admor, very important Rav, it's the time of the Elul, so he was going through some issues, so he asked the Rav, what do you suggest for me to do? So the Rav told him, make a commitment, you know, that you follow on a daily basis. So the gentleman asked, so what do you suggest? So he said, I suggest, you know, you go to the mikveh every day, as many do, that before they start the tefillah shacharit, for the purpose of being pure, plus what we do as far as the netilat yadayim every morning, everybody does, then some, they go one step higher. They go to the mikveh before tefillah. So he said, fine. He accepted on himself to go to mikveh every day. So about a year or two after following the suggestion of the Rav and making a commitment, one day he was very, very late to work. So he was rushing to work. Then all of a sudden he comes to him and says, oh, I didn't go to mikveh today. So he was debating, should I go all at once? It's okay. No, I miss. So he decided, you know what, I'm not going to miss it. Even though I'm late to work, I'm going to go to mikveh. So he goes to the mikveh. When he comes back, his office wasn't there. You know where his office was?
Twin Tower.
Yeah. Chodesh Elul is designated to make a commitment. It could be anything. And what is the biggest commitment that one can make in the Chodesh Elul? The biggest, biggest commitment. What is it? What do you suggest? Tefillah? The biggest commitment, what is it?
Tefillah?
Anything else? To guard your tongue, Chazaku Baruch. What else?
Your eyes.
Your eyes. To take care of your eyes. Wear glasses, you know, check your eyes at the doctor. What else? Right. Guard your ear. I have a suggestion for you. Want to know my suggestion?
Please.
I think the biggest commitment that one can make on Chodesh Elul is only two words. Maybe. You know, there are many that they had no desire for some type of food. So then they tasted it, they said, oh, it's good. Or some type of color. You know, they like some color, they didn't like some color. Then, you know, they got it. So maybe it's the greatest teshuva that one can do. Should I say it? Maybe not say it. Should I say sorry? But it's not my fault. Maybe I'll say. Should I go? No. Maybe I go. Should I wear tefillin Rabbeinu Tam? Should I? Maybe I should start. Maybe. These two words can make your life Gan Eden. And some people, they're not familiar with these two words. It's a hard-headed decision constantly. Like this, like this, like this, like this, like this. I think like this, I want like this. Oh, maybe. No, maybe. Look at this story. He could have just gone to the office. And that was his last time stepping to his office. He said, maybe I go to the mikveh. Save his life. But people, now what are you talking about? You don't know what you're talking about. Where you came from? You fell from the moon? What's wrong with you? But maybe, he can bring such a joy in your life that you insert these two words in your head. Maybe.
Maybe you say or maybe you not say.
Maybe opposite of what you think. Maybe opposite of what you think. But you don't want to consider that. We say three times a day that Ribono Sholam is asking us, Vesamtem et devarai ele. Where? What does it say? Vesamtem et devarai ele. Al or in? Betoch. Ribono Sholam Shabbat Shalom La'at, that knows everything, he tells you, just put it on your heart. Put it. I don't want you to put it inside your heart. Consider it. Consider it. Ribono Sholam Shabbat Shalom La'at. Then you don't consider another opinion. It's always, you know, I'm right, I know what I'm saying. You don't know what you know what you're talking about. You don't consider. Who are you to not consider? Who do you think you are? And that's what exactly the whole task of Elul is. Maybe. Do it otherwise. It can save your life. It can bring such a nachat for people around you. But this attitude of stubbornness, another 29 days, you have to stand for the Sholam and say, HaMelech HaKadosh. HaMelech HaMishpat. Who has the guts to stand in front of Sholam and confront Ibn Sholam that is Melech? You say, you know, you were stubborn. Whatever I told you, whatever guided you, you did your own thing. Now you come into me and say, HaMelech HaMishpat? And that's what exactly the whole task is. Make a commitment today. Maybe it's not what I think. Maybe I should do it. Maybe I should consider it. That's how you become Zakai in front of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. Learn to do it otherwise than what you think. This young man could have lost his life by making a 1 minute decision otherwise than was supposed to do. You know what the feeling it gives you? You go there and see it's flat. Why? Because I made a decision to do what I was supposed to do. But if he wanted to do whatever he wanted to do, he would not be around. And that's what the whole task of this month is all about. We have to, a little bit, get rid of this stubbornness, this besheoref, and consider the ideas, opinions of other people, especially Ribono Shel Olam, whatever he has commanded us. Hashem Yizakenu to be able to have Shana Maleh, Yisrael Tova, Semachot, and Mezad Hashem Yeh Ketiva, and Chatimah Tova to Kol Am Yisrael.
Koel HaNishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koel HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koel HaNishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koel HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.